There's peace and there's purpose with God. I'm going to start off with Psalms 36, verse 5. Okay, last time I preached, see, I'm ready. So in case I have a runny nose, okay, I'm ready. Psalms chapter 36. Starting in verse 5. Psalms 36, verse 5, the Word of God reads, "Your love, Lord, reaches to the heavens, your faithfulness to the skies. Your righteousness is like the highest mountains, your justice like the great deep. You, Lord, preserve both people and animals. How priceless is your unfailing love, O God. People take refuge in the shadow of your wings." Once again, in God's love, there's protection. Once again, how precious is your unfailing love, O God. People take refuge in the shadow of your wings. Psalms 31. Starting in verse 1. "In you, Lord, I have taken refuge. Let me never be put to shame. Deliver me in your righteousness. Turn your ear to me. Come quickly to my rescue. Be my rock of refuge, a strong fortress to save me. Since you are my rock and my fortress, for the sake of your name, lead and guide me. Keep me free from the trap that is set for me, for you are my refuge. In your hands I commit my spirit. Deliver me, Lord, my faithful God. I hate those who cling to worthless idols. As for me, I trust in the Lord." Come on. "I will be glad and rejoice in your love, for you saw my affliction and knew the anguish of my soul." Let me go jump onto verse 10. "My life is consumed by anguish and my ears by groaning. My strength fails because of my affliction and my bones grow weak. Because of all my enemies, I am the utter contempt of my neighbors, and an object of dread and my closest friends. Those who see me on the street flee from me. I am forgotten as though I were dead. I have become like broken poetry. For I hear many whispering terror on every side. They conspire against me and plot to take my life. But I trust in you, Lord. I say, you are my God. My times are in your hands. Deliver me from the hands of my enemies, from those who pursue me. Let your face shine on your servant. Save me in your unfailing love. Let me not be put to shame, Lord, for I cried out to you. But let the wicked be put to shame and be silent in the realm of the dead. Let their lying lips be silenced for the pride and contempt. They speak arrogantly against the righteous. How abundant are the good things that you have stored up for those who fear you, that you bestow in all the sight of all, and those who take refuge in you." Amen. God's love, there's protection. We go on to 2 Samuel 22, verse 1. Second Samuel chapter 22, verse 1. The Word of God reads, David sang to the Lord the words of his song when the Lord delivered him from the hand of all his enemies and from the hand of Saul. He said, "The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. My God is my rock in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation. He is my stronghold, my refuge, my Savior. From violent people you saved me. I call to the Lord who is worthy of praise and have been saved from my enemies." There is protection in God and His love. Okay, I'm going to show an illustration. If I can have Marky and Bianca, little sis, brother, can y'all help me out real quick? This is an illustration that I never forgot. I went to a camp, And they talked about God's protection, and it was just beautiful the way they illustrated. Y'all can come to the front so everybody can see you. You'll be okay. Trust me. All right, God's protection. All right, there is. He protects us. Yes, we use an umbrella to protect us from rain. But this just represents, going back to what they showed us at that camp, I never forgot it. Because it's so profound and deep that there is protection that God takes care of us. But we're once we're outside of that protection, outside of God, see, we're an open target to the enemy. The Bible says in John 10:10 that the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But God comes to bring life and bring it more abundantly. You know, so what I want to show this morning is to stay under God's protection where there is safety, where He will take care of you. No matter what the world out there was, whatever is happening outside of the world, He will take care of His children once we're under God's protection, under His love, under His guidance. He's there to help us. He's there to protect us. Thank you. All right, Michelle and Joseph, can you all come up here? Okay, now I'm going to talk about God's protection in a marriage. All right. Okay, in marriage, God protects the marriage. But once you're outside of His protection, a house divided, right? The enemy is destroying families left and right because they're not under God's protection. The heartbeat of God is family. Once we're outside of God's protection, He destroys marriages. When God is not in the center with protection, He loves us so much. The Bible says, I'm quoting the scripture, I might step on toes, but don't step on mine, right? This is the word of God speaking. That He has called the husband to love the wife as He loves the church. The word of God says to the wife to submit to the husband. For that is the way God's order. When there's order in the house, there is a protection that God is taking care of that marriage. Thank you. I want to thank you all. Thank you, little sis and Marky. Thank you. This is an illustration that I never forgot. To be under God's protection, it's so deep. Once you're out of that protection, you're an open target to the enemy. He will destroy you. Because that's the word of God speaking, not me. He wants to destroy your purpose. He wants to destroy you. And I speak for myself personally, the things that happened growing up. He tried to destroy my life at such a young age. Now, I thank God that He's showing me that I do have a purpose in Him. That He has destiny for me. That one day, the call of God is upon my life. I pray to God He continue to give me the strength to continue to move forward with the call of God on my life. Because God is a God of purpose. God is a God of love. That God is a God of peace. The world is trying to look for that love. The world is trying to look for that peace. The only one that can give us that love, the only one that can give us that peace is the Lord Jesus Christ Himself. Amen. And when you find it, there'll be a peace that surpasses all understanding that, you know what, man, I went through that. I thank God I went through that. But it's made me stronger on the other side. God's protection, that was my first point. My second point is that He's a God of peace. God's love is peace. Amen. Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. Let me start in verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again. Rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. I don't know about you, but I want the peace of God to help you and help me in every situation. Because we need his peace. Verse 19, the word of God reads, And my God will meet all your needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus. He will meet all your needs. We all have needs. We all have wants. But the word of God says that he will meet all your needs, right? Now read this little side note in my Bible. It says, Will God meet needs like health, food, shelter, and long life. All things come from God, including health and the basic necessities of life. But when such things are lacking, God still provides what we really need. Jesus said to concern ourselves with the kingdom of God, the most important thing, not to worry about our physical needs. And all our needs must be seen in the light of what the Father gave the Son. At the end, Christ received grace to live and die to honor God. Whether we face trouble, hardship, persecution, or danger, we can always depend on Jesus. He is enough. Amen to that, right? He is enough. More than enough. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. The word of God reads, For to us a child is born, to us a son is given. The government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. So again, the word of God reads, For to us a child is born, to us is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Thank you, Jesus. Matthew 11, verse 28. Matthew 11, verse 28. The word of God reads, Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Once again, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Amen. God gives us a free will. God will not interfere in your free will. But trust me, there's a point in everyone's life where they hit a crossroad. They might not admit it, but in their darkest times, I'm sure that they were praying and searching for answers. Peace. A lot of people don't have that peace because they're trying to figure things out on their own. The Bible says that our mind is the enmity against God. God's love is so deep, so rich, so broad. You might say, you might ask yourself, why did I go through so much? Look at Jesus Christ, what he had to do. He died for our sins. The night before, Jesus was praying. Sweats of blood, like tears of anguish, because he knew what was about to happen. But he said, Lord, let your will be done. There's times in our lives that we might feel alone. But I'm here to tell you that he's with you. He will give you a peace that surpasses all understanding. Amen. Whatever you're going through, I'm here to tell you that he's with you. People might have let you down. Family members might have let you down. But I'm here to share with you that he will not let you down. I'm going to read those scriptures again because they're so powerful. Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Psalms 4, verse 8. The Word of God reads, in peace I will lie down and sleep, for you alone, Lord, make me dwell in safety. It's again. In peace I will lie down and sleep, for you alone, Lord, make me dwell in safety. He gives us rest. He gives us a peace that no matter what we're going through, we can sleep and know that God sees the big picture. We might not understand, but we have that assurance that God is with us and that his Holy Spirit would help us. My last point for this morning is that he is a God of purpose. Second Corinthians chapter 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. The Word of God reads, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come, the old has gone, the new is here. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry reconciliation, that God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting people's sins against them. And he has committed to us a message of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though Christ were making his appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. Thank you, Lord, for your righteousness. The word righteousness makes us right standing with God. We become new creatures in Him. Thank you, Jesus. Philippians chapter 2. Philippians chapter 2, starting in verse 12. The Word of God reads, "Therefore, my dear friends, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but how much more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who works in you to will and to act in order to fulfill His good purpose." Verse 13 again. "For it is God who works in you to will and to act in order to fulfill His good purpose." There's that word purpose. Jeremiah 1:5. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5. "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appoint you as a prophet to the nations. The last sovereign Lord, I said, I do not know how to speak. I am too young. But the Lord said to me, do not say I'm too young. You must go to everyone I send you to and say whatever I command you. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you. And will rescue you, declares the Lord. Then the Lord reached out His hand and touched my mouth and said to me, I have put my words in your mouth. See, today I appoint you over nations and kingdoms to uproot, tear down, destroy, and overthrow, to build and to plant. The word of the Lord came to me, what do you see, Jeremiah? I see the branch of an almond tree. I replied. The Lord said to me, you have seen correctly, for I am watching to see that my word is fulfilled." He knew us before we were formed in our mother's womb. That is powerful. That He has a purpose for each one of our lives. He had a purpose for Jeremiah. He called him at a young age. Purpose. Galatians, my last scriptures of this morning. Galatians chapter 1, verse 11. The Word of God reads, this is Paul, Apostle Paul. "I want you to know, brothers and sisters, that the gospel I preach is not of human origin. I did not receive it from any man, nor was I taught it. Rather, I received it by revelation from Jesus Christ. For you have heard of my previous way of life in Judaism, how intensely I persecuted the church of God and tried to destroy it. I was advancing in Judaism beyond many of my own age among my people and was extremely zealous for the traditions of my fathers. But when God, who set me apart from my mother's womb and called me by His grace, was pleased to reveal Son in me so that I might preach Him among the Gentiles, my immediate response was not to consult any human being." He had a purpose for Paul. On his way to Damascus, his life was changed because he encountered God. Same for us. We've tried things probably our own way, or try to understand things in our own mind. God loves us so much. God's so merciful. When I went to go visit my mom with Nils and Raymond with the family, I never thought that this day would come to pray for my mother.
That's so amazing. You got to think, so many years of praying. Almost 20 years, I'm not knowing anything about my mom. And this year, boom, got a call. I don't know what it's about Marky picking him up or something, man. I always get a call about my mom. Going to his wrestling matches, picking him up, something. We're proud of you, Marky, as a church. Just want to encourage you, okay? Let's give him a hand clap. Got first place in a tournament wrestling match down the north. So congratulations. But, I mean, it's again, his love is so amazing. Until you experience it for yourself, you know what I'm talking about. To know that I got to pray for my mom. Can I be real with y'all this morning? She asked me to pray for her husband. Pastor Leah says that God doesn't want to injure your pride. He wants to kill it. It's tough. For the ones that know my testimony, I've never met my earthly father. But God's working in me. It's hard. He's killing that pride. As I prayed for him. When God's doing it, it hurts. But one thing, I'm standing behind this pulpit, I know that he has a purpose in each one of our lives. I know he took me as a young man that was hurting, coming to this church, and Pastor Green has never forgotten it, keeps bringing it up to me. There it is. I always have my head down. But it's true. I'm not sharing this so you can feel sorry for me in any shape or form. But I was a young man that was hurting at such a young age. My toy, the playing with toys growing up, were put away a long time ago because of things that I learned, I experienced. But I know his love has helped me. His love is healing me of things in the past. His love keeps revealing to me, showing me when I went to Bible school that I am a leader. There was a night, and I'm never going to forget, till the day I die. It was a night where they honored the student body. There was like five or six guys that, you know, those guys were talking, you know, about their roommates and vice versa. The females were sharing about their roommates. There was five or six people that shared about me. And one of them is just, name was Tyler. So the reason I came back to Bible school is because of Eloy. You know when they say when you go to Bible school and expect they want to be holy roller, and it's so true. There's a lot of things that I saw. I was like, man, why are you even here, man? But anyways, the point is that it was a night that he came in pretty messed up. Did I judge him for it? No, I did not. I just kept praying for him. And when he said that, I'm like, wow. The thing with me that I'm me. People say that I'm loud. I don't think I'm loud, but and I know where I'll get it from because my mom's pretty loud too. But I mean, God is just—he's amazing, man. I can't put it in other ways. His love is so real. I mean, I'm just lost for words. You know, when God answers a prayer that you've been praying for almost 20 years, and God answers your prayer. It's like, man, you're amazing, Lord. As Pastor Green and Sister Green here, I always like to honor them because they never gave up on this young man that was very cabezón, como dicen en español. I was very hard-headed, man. But their actions portrayed that they loved me. and that they were praying for me. And I shared this last time I preached that I'm praying, that I'm praying for my family. I'm praying for my loved ones. I'm praying for my mom. And I'm praying for Pastor Green and Sister Green for the many years they invested in my life. Praying for Pastor Elias and his wife, Alyssa, and for Daniel. You know, God's going to do something there. Because I know a lot of people were praying for me growing up. It wasn't for their prayers, I will not be here today. It wasn't for God himself revealing himself to me, revealing his love to me. I will not be here this morning. I know that without a shadow of a doubt, it wasn't for God's mercy upon my life. I will not be here today. His love, there's purpose, there's protection, there's a peace. That surpasses all understanding. I'm going to play this song, and I want you to listen to the lyrics. And my final words this morning is that, as I was preparing, is that some of you this morning are running from the call of God. Stop trying to run from it. Stop trying to understand his love. Because his love is so rich, so powerful, his forgiveness is so powerful. Stop trying to run from the call of God. Because at the end of the day, his love will prevail.
My son.